Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. This morning, we're going to play a little Where's Scotty? I think that's pretty cool. Scott's going to be out and about today. I want to play a little guessing game. And if you're monitoring his social media, he's got a bunch of clues on there. Well, want to know if you know Where's Scotty? I'm going to play a little spinoff of Where's Waldo. I thought that'd be cool today. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone numbers to call in are, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. Wasn't as cold this morning as we're used to in January here in Fargo. 5 degrees. Felt like 15 below. I didn't think it felt like 15 below, though. I thought it felt, it was nice. I got a fleece on this morning. Haven't been able to do that in a while. But it's kind of weird, especially when you get like that rash of really, really below zero weather. And you're bundled up, you're layered up, and you go out there, and it's so cold and it's hard to breathe. It's painful to breathe. And then you get a 5 degree weather, and you're like, oh wow, I can take off some of these layers and be comfortable for once. It's 5 degrees, man. Tioga, overcast, 19 degrees. Wow, that's t-shirt weather, as a matter of fact. It feels like 7 below, though. But I have a feeling that if you're in Tioga right now, it probably doesn't actually feel like 7 below. Probably feels pretty nice. I know at 5 below, I'm feeling pretty fine. At 19 below, it's got to feel downright like a sauna out there. So, but that's my take. Name and town, name and town, or name that town where Scott Hannon is hanging his hat tonight. So, or today, hung his hat last night. We'll be speaking to you from that city today, later on in this show at 8:30. So stay tuned for that. Couple of things I want to bring to your attention this morning. As always, Ellen Ratner, blank you to call him. I want to ask him about a couple of things that's going on in Washington this week. And one thing in particular that hit the news feeds today. So stay tuned for that. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. If you hear something that trips your trailer, floats your boat, cheeses your grits, just pick up the phone and call that number. Today, though, and I don't know how many of you follow, like, life news. Most of the folks in my listening audience are, you know, pro-life, and we love life. What's not to love about the pitter-patter of little feet, unless you're a liberal? But anyway, I digress. But I want to know if you heard that Americans United for Life released this annual report about the most pro-life states, and guess whose home state was on the top of the heap? You guessed it. It was my home state of Louisiana was named most pro-life. And that's from Americans United for Life, and they released their annual report. So Louisiana was named most pro-life, and my adoptive state of North Dakota was right up there in the top billing, so that's pretty awesome. It should surprise no one, though, that Washington, D.C., for the 6th straight year running, think about that, 6 years running, was the most, had the most lethal animus towards kids. The most, I mean, they are the most pro-adoptive state in the union, 6 years running. And in my opinion, that is the most lethal animus towards the kids. And you think they want more kids because it's more control, more tax dollars, more everything. So it's kind of a head scratcher to me. But that's trying to untangle liberal logic. It's just, it's nuts. You'll never do it, and you'll go crazy attempting to. But Washington, D.C. has a bit of a reprieve next week because North Dakota is sending its best advocates for life to Washington next week at Shanley High School, and that's a J.P. Toole school, will be leading the March for Life. So good luck, Shanley High, and God bless. And hopefully you take a little North Dakota common sense to Washington, D.C., and they'll actually listen. I have a sinking suspicion, though, that a lot of the folks in Washington, D.C., when they see that much common sense coming, they're going to head for the hills. But let's hope some of it sinks in next week. And God bless Shanley High School and their efforts and the March for Life. I think it's awesome. I think it's pretty cool that our kids here in North Dakota have been chosen for this honor. It is brilliant. Brilliant. And they're the best ambassadors for life. I mean, these kids are the best and the brightest. And they're basically going to Washington, D.C. showing, hey, you know, if we were here in Washington, D.C., a lot of us wouldn't probably wouldn't even be here, you know. So I think that they are the best ambassadors for the life movement. Our kids right here from North Dakota at the J.P. Toole school. So there you go. Did you hear also that John Boehner's bartender, I mean, and this guy is nuts. I was reading over some of his emails that he actually sent to John Boehner's wife and to his mom and to his relatives, and that's the thing. It's concerning that a guy with this level of mental illness is actually allowed to serve our elected representatives. But apparently this guy thought many, many, many times, and not only did he think it, he posted about it many times on blogs, on social media, and email, that he would like to poison John Boehner. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's a little hot under the collar now because he lost his job. Go figure. I mean, wow. He calls John Boehner the devil, says he was responsible for Ebola, said that he'd basically be doing the country a favor if he did that, and then talked about how easy it would be since no one checks John Boehner's drinks. And I would love to know how often John Boehner is in that bar and how often he'll be going back there knowing that he is not very loved by the staff there, apparently. Because this guy served John Boehner a lot, and he thought often about putting something in John Boehner's drink. That is just nuts to me. Nuts. Don't they screen these people? You're working, you know, up there in Washington where tons of our elected representatives are imbibing. And, you know, you got serious mental health issues. Well, I guess, you know, it's kind of oxymoronic because I happen to believe that a lot of the folks working on the Hill have mental health issues also. But that's neither here nor there. There you go. Just nuts, just nuts. Do I not have any of the folks out there that can give me a clue or have went to Scott Hannon's Facebook page or Twitter and got a clue about where he is today? He'll be speaking at 8:30 with some representatives from the town. Name your town. He'll be speaking with the representatives from that town at 8:30. So I'd like to play a little game this morning. Where is Scotty? Where is Scott headed? Check his social media. Clues are all over the place. And then call in 855-200-1776. Extension 2 to let me know, or just leave it on my Facebook page, and I'll let the folks know that way. Something else, we normally have my friend Dustin Garrillow on today from the North Dakota Watchdog Network, but that guy is swamped up there in Bismarck, and he is testifying on a number of bills, actually, so we had to postpone that. But in speaking with him and a couple of my other friends, I was curious to know what's on your watch list as this legislative session heats up. What's on your watch list? Let us know, 855-200-1776, extension 2. And we'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Man, oh man, oh man. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. 855-200-1776 gets you live on air and into the conversation. Mike on the road, do you have a guess to where Scotty is today?
Yeah, he's in Kenmore.
He's in where?
Kenmore.
Kenmore. I don't know how close that is to Crosby, but Scott and but thanks for playing, Mike, on the road, taking care of North Dakota. Thanks, man. We have Blankita Cullum, Ellen Ratner on the line. They're talking a little common sense to the Common Sense Club. Always great to have these two ladies on. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you very much.
I want to ask you guys a couple of questions this morning. First of all, do you think Speaker Boehner is responsible for Ebola?
What? Where'd you hear that? That's the craziest thing in the world.
That was the death of Ebola the guy who was mentally ill.
You asked me, and it's funny that you ask me, you know, where'd I get that? That's the craziest thing you heard in the world. Because that came from a pretty crazy guy named Hoyt, who is now being evaluated for his mental competency because he wanted to poison John Boehner because John Boehner is the devil and he's responsible for Ebola. And it was a little tongue-in-cheek, my question, but Ellen, you took the bait.
Well, let me just say something. I hadn't heard that. I had heard that he wanted to poison the president. And frankly, I looked at it. You know, I used to run a psychiatric day treatment center for people who had schizophrenia. And as we used to fondly say, they're one of ours. And I would say he's one of ours. I mean, he clearly has a mental illness. And that's all you can say about him.
Do you think that especially high-profile cases like this will cause folks to rethink the way we treat mental illness here? And I'll ask, since Ellen, you have some knowledge about this.
I mean, honestly, our jails are filled with people who have mental illness. We, you know, we used to tongue-in-cheek again, and I'm going to get a lot of grief, I know, from people who work, families of schizophrenics for saying this, but we used to say we have the answer to deinstitutionalization. It's called reinstitutionalization. Now, do I believe that there should be these kind of warehouses that we had under Snake Pit and all that kind of stuff in the 50s and 60s? Absolutely not. A lot of our schizophrenics can now do some basic, simple jobs, that kind of thing. And I just think we need a humane way of treating schizophrenia, but not necessarily having these people in jail or even out in the community if they cannot handle it.
I agree.
I agree, too.
I mean, you see people that die on the streets or, you know, because they have no place to go and they have not been diagnosed. And we need to do something, and I agree with Ellen on this one.
Good deal, good deal. We have some consensus here. Blankita, I want to ask you this question, and this is like breaking news right now. Obama is targeting oil and gas now, and he demands massive reductions in methane emissions. Have you heard that?
Well, you know, they've been, listen, he's been going after oil and gas for so long, it's become tedious. And frankly, I'm not surprised, but really and truly, they have their own way of monitoring their own stuff. Unfortunately, I don't depend on the EPA, who is out there making regulations in areas that we don't need to regulate. They've not been elected, and they've been very stifling to American business, and particularly they target oil and gas.
Did you know that methane emissions are down 16% since 1990? But
I do. I know that. I do know that. And you know, I've done a lot of work with the oil and gas industry. They are ahead on their own regulation, but the American people don't know that because they've been targeted so much. And believe me, on the hard question, we're not advocates for oil and gas, but we scrutinize it. But it's been pretty incredible to see what they've done on their own.
I agree. Ellen, what is your point of view on that? Do you think that private industry have been doing a pretty good job of not polluting or attempting to pollute as minimally as possible? Do you think that these regulations, he wants to reduce those emissions by 45% over the next decade?
I think that's great. We have one Earth. We have to and if it means losing a little business, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, but I don't see it as losing a little business. I see this as like a 1-2 punch. We have these here in North Dakota. We are huge in the energy industry, and we've already been dealt kind of a setback with the prices of oil, and now with these new regulations, I'm looking at it like animus toward the energy industry.
Right. There's general animus against the oil industry, and the fact of the matter is you see states like yours, Texas, Oklahoma, and other states that are thriving, and believe me, what they don't also see as these oil companies are investing in green companies, they understand the change is coming, but you have to have a road to get there, and even many of the senior leadership in some of the green companies will be forthright and say, you got to go with fossil fuels if you're going to get there. So, I mean, you know, there hasn't been a real viable discussion because people have so many dogs in the fight that we can't actually get a real discussion on the table. And I don't know why the president is doing this now. Honestly, there's so many other things that he could be doing. And believe me, it's just shocking to me.
And on that note, and I'll wrap it up with this, here in North Dakota, yeah, we are booming in Bakken oil, but we also have tons of wind farms, and we're another leader in ethanol production and things like that. So it's not like we're like, you know, green energy, what's that, you know, it's not like that. We're not Scrooges on green energy, but it just seems to me like, you know, we're getting hit from the left end, from the right, a 1-2 punch, and this is
and
our money monkey.
Look at this, and really, Leon, if the wind doesn't blow that day, or if the sun doesn't shine that day, you know, you've got to have product that is consistent. So there has to be a happy marriage in there, but somehow we don't want to have that discussion.
I agree. And I'm going to move on to a topic that I know Ellen Ratner is ecstatic about. Did you hear that Mitt Romney leads in Iowa polling for a presidential run? I know that's got to make you.
Iowa does not a president to make. And although it is important to separate out very much in the beginning, New Hampshire primary, South Carolina are very, very important, and I don't think he's leading so much there.
Do you think that he's going to be a viable candidate? I was reading yesterday that
I have no idea, but I think if it's between the two, Jeb Bush wins, but Blanquita thinks Ted Cruz has a good possibility.
Oh, I think he's got a huge chance. I really do, because I think, first of all, people want to see someone that's out there right now doing something and taking tough positions.
Yep.
And I think that Cruz has a very, very solid chance.
I want to thank you both for coming on the Common Sense Club and speaking a little common sense to the folks out here in North Dakota and western Minnesota. Scott Hennin, live from Crosby, up next.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida packages available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, Leon, good guess. I am in Crosby, and a way to invite those callers to, you know, solve the riddle here for a couple of minutes, and then we'll throw it back to Leon to keep rolling on the Common Sense Club. We're going to meet some folks from Crosby this hour. We're also going to be hosting our Talk Radio Town Hall from here with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Of course, we do that every Wednesday. And the reason we are in Crosby is because this is our What's in Your Town tour. We love getting out around the state, finding out about what's happening in communities. My first trip to Crosby, it holds a special place in my heart because my in-laws met here. So think about that. If they hadn't met, there's no Maria. And then there's no Scott and Maria. And then there's no, you know, Alex, Hannah, and Haley, for crying out loud. So anyway, I was just thinking about that last night. Crosby is pretty special in our family. And we want to thank our sponsors who sponsor us statewide for the What's in Your Town tour. Get us to these communities. You should try and do about two a month. And that includes our friends from RV Communications, from Marvin Windows Grafton, from Cloverdale Foods. Everything's better with bacon. Always remember that. And Teddy's Residential Suites, as well as the Little Missourian Suites located in Watford City and Newtown. You want to explore the oil patch, good place to call home base. Also, the sponsors that brought us here include our friends from Memory Savers Video. We're going to talk to Stephen Jacobson in just a moment because Stephen actually was the guy that got us to Crosby. Heard us in one of our first What's in Your Town tours up to Bottineau and said, I want you to come to Crosby. So he's been very instrumental in getting us here. And making memories. What's some of your favorites? A wedding, a graduation, maybe starting a business, the birth of a child. You want those memories captured as a legacy for your family? Memory Savers Video helps you capture the moments of life that matter. So folks in the patch, remember that. You can give Stephen a call at 701-641-8847. That's 701-641-8847. Memory Savers Video, Crosby, North Dakota. They'll take care of you. T&R Transport. If your company's looking for the best to provide timely and reliable oil field water transport services, T&R Transport, owned and operated right here in Crosby, your choice for safe, efficient oil field transportation and disposal services. Whether you're working throughout western North Dakota or eastern Montana, T&R Transport prides themselves in being one of the premier transportation companies operating in the Williston Basin. Call them at 701-965-6033. T&R Transport, your regional choice for safe, efficient oil field transportation and disposal services. I had a great rest last night at the Golden Hub Motel. I want to thank them for being our hospitality sponsor. Right close to Highway 40 rooms, your choice of a queen bed or two queens, and you know, the flat screen and microwave and refrigerator and all the amenities, Wi-Fi, cable TV, very cozy, quite very comfortable. Enjoyed that a great deal. Also, our friends from Farmers Union Insurance Agency and Hardware Hank. Hey, Hardware Hank, if you're getting ready for those important spring cleanup and improvement projects, hustle on over to your local Hardware Hank. Tim and the crew ready to serve you. And you got a lot more going for you when you go with Hank. Open 8 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday, Sundays, noon to 3. That's a small town thing. We'll open up just for a few hours so you can come on in. I love it. Farmers Union Insurance Agency for dependable, confidence-inspiring products and services that bring you peace of mind. Stop by and see Huey and Lucas and the whole crew there. Mr. Huey, I probably should say. Right? And Farmers Union Insurance Agency Crosby, relationships and protection you can count on. We'll be lunching today at the Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery with some locals. Looking forward to a home-cooked meal at the Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery. Anyway, we thank those folks for bringing you our special broadcast today. Stephen Jacobson is here. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for bringing us here.
You're welcome.
How long have you lived in Crosby?
My whole life.
This is it. You were born here.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like best about Crosby?
All the opportunities. The people care about you. They know who you are. There's lots of good opportunities. I mean, we've got the hockey, the school, and other events.
You know, the community, the sense of community is not something you find in a lot of places, especially when there's a lot of growth going on. But last night, you had me at the Curling Club, which is part of the community center here in Crosby, which is new and beautiful. I mean, there's a nice hockey arena, Andrus Arena, adjacent Curling Club, and further expansion plans. We're going to talk to Bob Gillen from the Park Board here a little bit more about that. But, you know, I mean, to see the Curling Club that does this Tuesday and Thursday nights and barbecue steaks and has a little fun and, you know, knowing that you're the announcer at the hockey games, and there's a real sense of community here, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. They care about you as the human, not as the money coming in for the purchase of a product. You're a real human. They like you. They care about you.
And you can't put a price tag on that.
No, you can't. That's why I'm having a hard time trying to put it to words, how to phrase it properly.
But it's obviously pretty special. Everybody knows everybody, and everybody kind of looks out for everybody.
Yes.
And it looks to me like there's plenty to do. I mean, sometimes you hear folks saying, oh, what would you do in Crosby? Man, you guys keep plenty busy here, don't you?
Hockey, basketball, football, volleyball, and all those sports and activities. And then there's the restaurants you can go out and eat, and there's just tons of stuff to do here. You just got to find and ask somebody, what you doing? And there's usually an activity. And if you're in religious activities, Wednesday night, a lot of churches have activities, and of course Sunday. So there's plenty to do.
That really is neat. It's a busy place, too,
mm-hmm.
as much of Northwest North Dakota is. How has Crosby changed through the oil boom?
Well, housing got real tight, and I believe there's housing being built, but I don't have the pulse on that. And then there's new businesses coming in. There's help wanted almost everywhere, but not a therapist in sight.
yeah, no kidding. that's a good one. A little humor in Crosby, North Dakota. That's great.
I play on words and it hurts when I fall.
Yes, exactly. What else do you want to tell folks about Crosby?
Oh, there's all kinds of opportunities. I don't have the authorization to say, but there's new land on the south side of town that businesses have the opportunity to go and expand, and there's plenty of room for people to continue coming.
And the Memory Samers video is something new you've started. What a neat idea. How'd you get started with that?
Well, when I was younger, I videotaped church services every Sunday, and then this last fall I bought a fancy camera with the 4K ultra-high definition, and they didn't throw in fuzzy dice, but I got all the other bells and whistles. And I just figure I could help the community, and then if I get a little bit in return, that's even better.
It's a neat deal. Memory Savers video available for anything. Community social events, you know, weddings, social events, school functions, athletic events, training meetings. Obviously a great little resource in this part of North Dakota. So you can give Stephen a call at 701-641-8847. Thanks for bringing us here. You've been a gracious host and hanging around today to get us introduced to everybody we need to meet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome, sir.
Stephen Jacobson. I'll tell you more about Memory Savers video a little later on in the program as well, and more about the good work they're doing. All right, Leon, we're going to hand it back to you. By the way, Stephen and the entire crew last night at at the curling club dinner was asking about the host of the Common Sense Club. So lots of Leon Francis Common Sense Club fans up here. So we'll send it back to you to round out this segment, and we'll come back in a little bit and talk with Bob Gillen from the park board here. Okay.
Good deal, good deal. Thanks, Scott. Thank you, all of the folks out there at the curling club. And I was looking here on TripAdvisor, the Red Rooster, and they got some pretty good reviews there. So next time I'm in Crosby, I'm going to have to check that out. Stop in and check that out. Now, as we continue with the Common Sense Club, I said earlier, you know, I'm speaking normally on Wednesdays. We have Dustin Garrillo with the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we have, you know, the basically a legislative update, that sort of thing. And so I was speaking with him yesterday, and he is swamped, busier than I don't know what. But I was speaking with him yesterday, and a couple of other of my other friends who are really, really involved. I'm talking, you want to talk about citizen lobbyists and citizen activists. You can't ask for any better citizen activists and citizen lobbyists than the guys and gals that I kind of pal around with. And there are tons of folks just like these out there, and I met a bunch of them on Monday at the Converge on the Capitol event. I mean, just regular folks, just citizen lobbyists out there doing what they can to affect change here in North Dakota. But what I found fascinating is how many bills they had on their watch list. And just one of my friends in particular said he had 36 bills on his watch list. And he said by the time it's all said and done, he probably will have upwards of 80 some odd bills on his watch list. So it kind of got me thinking, you know, I would love to know what's on your watch list. What is the piece of legislation that you are watching right now, and you're getting the updates on it? Maybe you're in Bismarck. Maybe you're going to stop by. I know one of the things that really, really that I am interested in is the Common Core debate, and I think it already is a hotly contested debate. But that's one of the bills on my watch list. So I'm interested to know what's on yours, 855-217-76, and there are tons of bills going through the legislature. And everything from guns to pro-life to, you know, choice, school of choice, and this new thing with the Bank of North Dakota and that whole thing, I think it's let me see if I can remember this correctly. House Bill 2116, I believe, on Monday, a friend of mine who is out there and very, very active in being a citizen lobbyist said that during the HB 2116 committee hearing yesterday, a representative from the Bank of North Dakota stood up and ask that the Bank of North Dakota be given info on every child born so they can contact the family in regards to the bank's college saving plan. Okay, and I guess right now, when you have a kid, you check yes on a form whether or not you want to be contacted. So I'm kind of interested to know, what do you think about that? The Bank of North Dakota wants to be given info on every child born so they can contact the family in regards to the bank's college saving plan. That's what a representative from the Bank of North Dakota said at the committee hearing for House Bill 2116. How does that grab you? Also want to know what's on your watch list. Tons of things on mine, but I'm interested in yours. We'll be right back with more of Scott Hannon live from Crosby, North Dakota. We'll be right back.
Geo-Steering Services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
North Dakota today for the What's in Your Town tour. Thanks to Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Arvid Communications, and Little Missourian and Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites, Swamp for City, and Newtown for bringing you this broadcast, the What's in Your Town tour, of course, all across North Dakota. Also, our Crosby sponsors that include our friends from TNR Transport, the Hardware Hank Farmers Union Insurance Company, Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery. Will be there for lunch later today. Stayed last night at the Golden Hub Hotel. Loved it. Actually, they still have the keys there. I like that. See, that was a little throwback, you know. I mean, the real deal. None of this slide the card stuff, for crying out loud. And our major sponsor, Memory Savers Video, Stephen Jacobson, bringing us here. So appreciate that very much. Bob Gillen is here, and Bob is a busy guy. Toured this beautiful facility, the community center. and Andrew Scarina. He's the facility manager here. He's also the park and rec director and the hockey coordinator. Bob, nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here, Scott, and it gives me an excuse to clean my office since you're in the driver's seat today, and
yes.
I get to go over here and get some tedious things done. So
well,
glad to have you.
Appreciate the hospitality here at the arena, and I am impressed with this facility. Really a great addition to the community, and how is it being received by the citizens here?
Well, the citizens are very excited about this new facility. The hockey players are still a little bit torn. They really like the old barn, as they called it, and the home ice advantage they had with the low ceiling and the coldness of the rink and everything, and the old-fashioned Zamboni, but they'll get over that. But for a town of just under 1,200 people to have, you know, roughly a $6 million precast concrete facility that houses three shirts of curling and ice arena and meeting space. We're very fortunate, and I think some other smaller towns, like I was telling you last night, Bottineau, Park River, are starting to look at our model and say, well, if they can do it, we should, you know, do it as well, because some of them have colleges or, you know, more population base to draw from. So I think we're, from a smaller standpoint, starting to kind of set a trend, and then hopefully other communities will be as fortunate as we are.
The facility itself, just a model of community togetherness and spirit and everything else, from donations that were written to get it off the ground to literally three farmers saying, all right, I'll take a year off and we'll just build it. We'll be the general contractors, right?
Yeah, and that was, you know, Gerald Brady, Mark Knutson, and Harlan Johnson basically took a year off from their family and their lives as farmers and everything else they're involved with, and acted as a general contractors to A, help save the club, you know, close to $1 million, and B, just to give, you know, some local tie in here, because they know a lot of the in-kind people that, you know, we got some in-kind donations. So roughly, again, Icon was our lead architect, and they said if we were to just do this with everyone doing what they're supposed to do, would be able to $6 million facility. We got it down to 4.2 when it was all said and done. But the big thing I want to add is $2.3 million was raised in private pledges and donations from people in the community or outside the area who had ties to this area. And I think for a town of that size, that's a pretty substantial amount. And I want to say thank you to those individuals and those businesses, because without that, this wouldn't happen. And we still have $1.7 left on our debt to pay off on this building, so we aren't completely, even though we're running and operating, we still have some money to raise. So if anyone is interested in donating or pledging, they can certainly call me or stop by the facility, and we'll get them involved.
Even some naming rights still available, right?
Yeah, we have a few more rooms that are going for about $150,000 for a 10-year commitment, and we can get individuals' information on that as well. We have a few New Century Ag and SM Energy and Drone and Maryland Knutson right now are the three that so far have met pledge requirements to get their names. And then, of course, John Andrus gave the largest single donation to get this whole project started. So his name was put on the hockey side. And we're still looking for someone to do the curling side and work with the curling club on that. But there's still some opportunities. So if anyone's interested, we can get them the information and get them set up with that donation.
That's fantastic. And, of course, it expands opportunities for youngsters, certainly, which is important with the park and rec department, but also, you know, I mean, just great things to do in the community. Last night, met some of the folks curling, and a lot going on here.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. The original name of this building was the Northwest Health and Wellness Center, and David Olson was the chairman, and then he moved on. He's doing a missionary in Mongolia, but he was here and was kind of the lead with the group that was here, the steering committee. But the overall plan when they first designed this was to have, you know, the hockey and the curling, and then they wanted you know, fitness and gymnastics, their group to come over and kind of make it a massive recreation, kind of like, you know, a small Williston, you know, Grand Forks just built a new recreation complex there and a big fitness area and new rinks and everything. So we're trying to work that, but some things fell through over the course of time. So the Blue Line Club said, well, we definitely need this facility because our old rink is no longer in use. And so they went and took the lead. We got this going, but we changed the name because we're trying to be more than just hockey and curling. And we've had car shows, car auctions. We've had a concert in here. We've had wedding receptions. We've had various meetings and groups. We actually have the Divide County Egg. Improvement Association's having their conference in here today along with you, so it's a busy place. And so we're just trying to really make it a community center for community events, and we really don't have a massive hotel that's got meeting spaces and that sort of thing. So we just want to have a place that, you know, people can come and do multi events and opportunities besides the hockey and curling.
That's really, it's great. Great facility. It's wonderful. And again, if folks want to help out in any way to get this going, maybe to do some marketing with their business or just, you know, help out these programs, give Bob a call here and have at it. How can they get a hold of you, Bob?
Our direct line here is 701-965-2750. Otherwise, my cell phone is 701-740-5649.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, great to have you here. Anything you need, please let us know. And, again, anytime you want to come back up, love to have you.
We'd love to do it. Yeah, our maiden voyage to Crosby, but we'll be back. Park and Rec Director, Facility Manager, Hockey Coordinator Bob Gillen, our guest, live from Crosby, the What's in Your Town Tour. Congressman Kevin Kramer, also Scott Lauser of Minot will join us on the program today, and of course we'll find out what's on your mind. Lots to talk about today on the program, including a new target on the oil and gas industry from the Obama administration. Tell you about that coming up.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.